And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Uh-oh, I kind of felt it this morning. I was kind of getting the sniffles like Trump. I walked around doing that today. I'm sorry. What just happened to you?
My microphone just dropped like it dropped out of the sky like a falling star.
Thump. Holy and cow. Jen's microphone just fell apart. I mean, it literally just came apart.
Don't mind me.
I
got this. I'm an engineer slash.
Oh, again, what do we always say, people, that this show sometimes succeeds in spite of
what
we have going on here?
What?
Do you have it? Are you able to put it back together?
Okay, that's going to be as rickety
to me
as it was. All right, this is
that totally looks screwed.
Nothing but the best for us here, baby. I should have got that latte. I told you this morning, I was driving in. I'm like, I so want to stop and get a fancy coffee. And I'm like, no, I will not spend $4. I will go drink the cheap stuff at work.
See what happens? You've thrown the universe off.
Should have just got myself the fancy coffee.
Dear Shaylee, if you're driving in now, I would love a pumpkin spice latte.
What? Are you kidding me? She held me to the bet that we had. If you look back on Friday's show, we made her hug the Yeti for 7 seconds to get free lunch. So,
and coffee.
So here's the deal yesterday. First off, you take off without telling anybody. So I'm like, hey, lunch? What? Hello? Hello? Anybody?
Aw,
damn it.
Crickets.
I mean, it was just dark. Danielle was gone. You were gone. So I emailed Shaylee and I said, okay, let's meet for lunch. I will buy per the bet, but you're held to $7 or less.
That seems reasonable.
And it was an arbitrary number because you can't buy lunch for $7 in Westport. We decided to go to Harpo's.
Yeah.
And the special was this buffalo chicken tenders, whatever. It was great. Everybody at the table ordered it. And when the bill came and I said, I'm taking hers. And I looked and it was $6.95.
Well done.
And I was like, yes, you did it.
I will buy her lunch today because you can get tacos for $1. And I know for a fact she can only eat 2 to 3 tacos. So I get away with lunch for $3.
Lightweight.
I take today's.
All right, fair enough. But that was pretty funny. I thought it was good that she held under the $7. And really through no fault of her own, too.
Yeah.
Had she gotten one drink, a Pepsi, anything, it would have been over $7. So, all right. Well, looks like the mic is repaired.
Kinda.
Somewhat.
If you hear a loud crash, fear not.
It's just this show.
That's exactly right.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are both spending the day in the all-important swing state of Florida. Winning the Sunshine State would be a major victory for either candidate. Trump's going to hold a rally this evening in Panama City, while Clinton will appear in Miami. Joining Clinton at the event will be former Vice President Al Gore, who narrowly lost the state to George W. Bush in 2000. Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, is going to be on the road in Iowa today. It appears fewer people tuned in to the second presidential debate. The 90-minute showdown in St. Louis drew 66.5 million viewers across 11 TV channels. That number far lower than the 84 million viewers that tuned into the first debate. And that number does not include people who watched the debate online. One factor for the decline in viewership was most likely Sunday night football because NBC opted to show the action on the field instead of the debate on the stage. And Sunday Night Football drew in some 15 million viewers. Star of the debate, of course, Ken Bone, debate hero. He continued his 15 minutes of fame last night on Jimmy Kimmel. I saw him wearing the red sweater all day long yesterday.
Well, they talked about inducting that into the Smithsonian.
If the Smithsonian asks, will you give that sweater to them?
Well, I mean, give is a strong word, Jimmy, but I guess that's a good idea.
I love him. He asked if he knew how adorable he was. And he's like, yes. Yeah.
By the way, so did you see on Facebook last night, I posted as I begin my transformation into Ken Bone.
Yes.
I've started to grow the mustache.
Right.
Trying to find the outfit.
You do have the glasses, which are perfect.
Have the microphone.
Saw that.
Got to get the hair right, though. Maybe slick that over a little bit.
Yeah, you just got a haircut, so you're going to have to work on that a little bit.
Right.
It's a little short.
Right.
I did reach out to his wife and Ken yesterday.
Yes.
But I have a feeling that they got 47 gajillion messages, so we may not be at the top of the list. His wife Do you know, did you see a picture of her? Have you seen her at all?
I have not, no.
Any guesses as to what Ken Bone's wife looks like?
Ivanka Trump?
She is a really cute pink-haired woman.
Is that right?
She has bright pink hair, like
yeah?
hipster cool pink hair. And it was so funny because on her Facebook page, somebody wrote, I knew Ken Bone would have a cool pink-haired wife. They're from a tiny town in Illinois.
That's awesome.
They have a son. I don't know why. We all love them. Just
oh, we do. He's like every guy.
It distracts us from Trump and Clinton, I think. And
right, right.
I love you, Ken Bone. I will vote for you.
The world loves you, Ken Bone.
And a 12-year-old boy is learning his lesson after racking up a $112,000 Google bill, according to a Spanish Spanish newspaper. Jose Javier mistakenly signed up for AdWords instead of AdSense online to promote his band. Yeah, he's a trumpet player, and he got charged every time someone clicked on his ad instead of making money per click, which is what he intended. Thankfully, Google has canceled the bill.
How much was it worth?
$112,000.
$112,000?
He was 12 years old. It was a $112,000 Google bill.
What the hell did he put in his ad that many people clicked? The kid's going to be an ad genius.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I tried to watch the Cubs game last night, and then it stretched on forever long.
And then it was 5 hours.
And apparently it was 13 innings, and the Cubs lost.
Yes,
so
that's okay.
That ended up
That's all right. They were going for the sweep. We don't have to have the sweep.
You just have to win the series, that's all.
That's it. Please.
And these are the San Francisco Giants, make no bones about it.
Yeah.
They trot out Madison Bumgarner, who we all know here in Kansas City. And the guy is amazing. Look, you got to give it to him. He's unreal. He's inhuman.
If the Royals can't be in it, come on, Cubs. Can't we all jump on the Cubs bandwagon together?
I am definitely on the Cubs bandwagon, yes. Very cool to see Zobrist out there, by the way.
Isn't it?
And everybody talks about him like, oh, well, he's the elder statesman. He's the one who's had the most postseason experience.
Right.
And I'm like, guy's just awesome.
Yeah.
Can we get that guy to call in the 6 degrees of the show, please? The celebrity contest is on.
We'll go over that in a few minutes. The other celebrities that I heard about yesterday that may be calling into our show. We'll talk about that.
All right, cool.
Right now, time
to
give
make this a success.
Don't you mock me.
Well, we could have Joel Nichols. I'm just saying that at any time, we could have Joel Nichols.
Jason Lamb from Fox 4, call in. You could win.
Done and done.
Somebody get him to call in, would you?
All right.
Okay, so we have Liberty Corn Maze tickets, or if you want Amy Schumer's new book, we'll give you a copy of that as well.
Yeah.
The question,
girl with the lower back tattoo.
This morning, the question is, you will do this over 900 times during your career. What is it? What are you going to do more than 900 times during your career? For Truda, I would say this might be actually a little low
of an estimate.
900 times? What are you doing?
In the career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not good at guessing these things. That's why I'm so glad other people have to guess this stuff, because I am just not... I'm not good at these kind of puzzle sort of things.
576-7102 is the number.
All right, let's check it out here. Hey, good morning, the show. What are you going to do over 900 times in your career?
Get to work late.
That's it.
That's it?
900.
Is it really?
940 times.
Wow.
You're
okay,
be
well,
late
then you're
to work.
Absolutely right.
I have been calling like for months doing this, and I love playing Family Feud, and I think I'm good at it.
Yeah.
And I could never win.
Oh, well, look at you, man. You finally got through and won something. How about that?
That's pretty good. I'm really happy.
What's your name, brother?
Wouldn't it be ironic,
Jonathan,
if we made him late to work because he was busy calling us right now?
Right. You're like, good, right? You don't have to be at work anytime soon, and you're okay.
Yep.
All right,
I get in the car early so I can leave so I can play this game.
Oh,
and I'm making it to work on time.
Hey, that's good. That is awesome. All right, well, we tried not to make you late, so, you know, that's it. We'll get your prize. We'll get you all set up. And now you can say that you've won something, which is cool.
I know. I'm proud. Hope my family's watching.
Where do you live?
Find the podcast later. You get the audio on the podcast later.
What part of the city are you from?
Raymore.
All right,
and what
cool.
do you do so early in the morning?
I work in printing.
In what?
Printing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I thought you said prison.
No.
Okay, well, I'm like these phones. I can't ever hear right. Well,
Jonathan, let me out just to call.
You hold on for a second, bud. We're going to get you all hooked up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, yeah, you bet. being late
yes,
over 900 times in a career.
The average person will work full-time for 47 years. Mm. That's from approximately age 21
could
to 60.
Longer now.
You'll work around 230 days each of those years, or over nearly 11,000 total days. You're going to be late 940 times.
Well, that's not, 900 out of 11,000? I guess you play the odds, right?
That sounds really bad when you put it that way. You're late a tenth of the time?
Oh, is that what it is?
I mean, basically.
Maybe I'm not that good at math.
I mean, if you're kind of breaking it down loosely.
I guess you should more go for like 90 out of 11,000 times, right?
And you'll drink 22,578 cups of coffee. Or in my case.
Jen, that's just this week.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen just gave our show the most glaring, nice compliment ever.
Is that weird?
You said you listen to the podcast and you go back and go, huh. The show wasn't as crappy as I thought, which is like the greatest thing anybody could ever say about us.
Nice. If you would like to listen, you can always go and listen to our shows. If you miss one, I'm just saying, you might realize, too, it wasn't as bad as you thought. Maybe the first time, you think, but then the second or third time, you're like, no, it just wasn't that bad.
It's like a bad song. It just takes a while to get under your skin a little bit, and then you finally start to realize, well, I can tolerate this, I suppose. iTunes, Facebook, or at KC1021.com and click the show audio. It's 6:46 now, though. We'll take a look at what's happening around the entertainment news.
Drake now holds the new record for the most American Music Awards nominations, which were announced yesterday. Michael Jackson had set the record back in 1984 with 11 nominations, but Drake topped that this year with 13. The rapper is leading with nominations in categories including Artist of the Year, Favorite Rap Artist, Favorite Rap Song, and others. Can I name a Drake song? No, I cannot.
Oh, wait, yes. Will you please?
I cannot.
You can't. You can't at all.
I do not know a Drake song.
Not a single Drake song.
I probably would know one if you played one. I'd be like, oh, yes, I do know that song.
You used to call me on my...
Oh, is this Hotline Bling?
Oh, you got it!
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Folks, I can't name a Drake song.
The only reason I know that is because Shaylee the Millennial will send me texts telling me what to listen to, and this is one of them.
So that is the only reason why you got this.
That's how I know.
Drake.
What is this inanity that I have from Joe Jonas and Rachel Platten? Did they announce
yes.
the AMAs yesterday? Okay,
yeah,
but they apparently
did.
Knew that each other.
And they had both got nominated, yeah.
But they didn't tell each other they were getting. Is that.
Oh.
With Joe Jonas and Rachel Platten, you just discovered that you are going to receive a nomination. You have received a nomination for the American Music Awards. Did you guys know beforehand?
No, I knew that she was going to be
nominated. I knew that he was. Yeah. But
they gave us these right before we walked up, but I had no idea, so this is so overwhelming. Thank you, guys.
Pretty
awesome.
Amazing.
Huh?
I like didn't play it cool at all. I was like, oh my God. I was really excited.
That's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Rachel Platten would like you to be here Saturday at 7:30 p.m.
The American Music Awards will broadcast live from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles on November 20th.
Drake.
Kim Kardashian's Robbers.
I'm proud of you. You named a Drake song.
Yay, look at me. Kim Kardashian's Robbers apparently were rank amateurs, and it showed from start to finish. And this is according to TMZ. Sources close to Kim told them that she told cops the robbers were extremely hesitant and tentative, whisking her in and out of the bathtub, pointing a gun at her head, walking away, and then pulling the gun again for no apparent reason. TMZ also says that they were told it seemed to Kim that the robbers were arguing over how to pull off the heist. As for the robbers mimicking cops, they say they weren't even close. The uniforms looked like they came from a Halloween store. The thieves used a garden variety backpack to carry the jewels out, but they were extremely careless. A $33,000 necklace ended up on the street as they made their getaway, and they left zip ties and duct tape behind. But still, they did get away with it, at least for now.
I was like, well, then why haven't they been caught?
Yeah. Good question. Amber Rose, feeling the pressure on Dancing with the Stars. Rose broke down in tears during rehearsal and had a hard time getting through the dance. Her butts are funny. After a few missteps in her performance Monday night, Rose landed herself and her partner Max in the bottom three.
But is there no elimination this week? Is that what I saw?
No. This is the super emotional one last night. So this is where they go back and they talk about the most important year of their life. And for a lot of them,
right.
Like for Marilu Henner, it was losing her mom when her mom passed away. So there's a lot of really sad stories. I was bawling, and my daughter looks over at me and says, are you crying at Dancing with the Stars? Yes, I am. Okay. It's very emotional.
Let's see what Ryan Lochte's emotional moment was.
We just wanted him to swim so he didn't get in trouble.
I would say that Ryan was pretty lackadaisical up until about 16. There was a specific swim meet where one of his good friends beat him. Ryan came home and was like, I'm never going to let that happen again. Like, I want to be the best.
I will say this for Ryan Lochte, because when they showed his story, he was crying, but it was the most real and like genuine that I have ever seen him in an interview. It was the first time that I honestly felt like he was being real, and he got engaged. He just got engaged to a Playboy model.
Oh, right.
So
life is tough there.
Things seem okay for Ryan Lochte. Not so much for Amber Rose. So they are safe for tonight, but next week she could be eliminated.
Gotcha.
And yes, I did cry at Dancing with the Stars.
Hey, well, there's no judgment here. The no judgment zone.
At Ryan Lochte.
We've all cried at less.
And Tara Jolie. Okay, I may have cried three times at Dancing with the Stars.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The 6 Degrees of the Show is underway now. The biggest celebrity that you can get to call in by next Friday, you win $1,200 in KitchenAid appliances.
Which is awesome.
The mixers, the big, cool, fancy stuff. And they're all pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. They are really, really nice. And yesterday I got some more messages from people who claim that they've got big celebrities calling into the show.
Did I not see Chunk from the Goonies on that list somewhere? I believe Chunk from the Goonies was on the list.
Did you? I didn't see that one.
Yeah,
I didn't
somebody
get that
messaged
email.
Me and said, hey, I've got Chunk from the Goonies.
I would
who's around.
Take that.
Always does great stuff.
Tom Hanks was thrown at me yesterday.
Oh, no, no.
That they were in contact with Tom Hanks' people. Now, I don't know that that's...
Just quit the show after that.
Again, can they make it happen? I don't know. But they had made contact. They were reaching out.
Got a week and a half. Got a week and a half. Folks.
Marlon's Man was another one. And keep in mind...
Lawrence Leavely. I love that.
This idea came from people knowing people. Like because I had a friend who said her husband was related to Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, everybody knows someone famous. But I've had so many people say, no, I'm just reaching out to people. I don't know them. I'm just Googling their publicist. I'm going to their website and finding their contact information. And I'm just asking them to call in. So you don't have to know a celebrity.
That's the way to do it.
I mean, because originally in my head, I thought, well, David Cook. People around here know David Cook.
Yeah.
Eric Stone Street, Rob Riggle, Jason Sudeikis. They have a lot of relatives and friends around here. But this is turning into just people reaching out to any celebrity that they can get the biggest one to call into the show.
Well, and this Jen surprises me. I don't know why I'm still amazed about this every day. It is almost 2017 in this world.
Yeah.
Everything is on the internet, but every day you come in, you're like, well, you know, I found out Ken Bone. He lives at this address. Here's his home phone number. His social's 502, blah, blah, blah.
I did call Ken Bone yesterday.
Oh, my God. Where do you find... You totally actually freak me out on a daily basis because of what's on the internet.
You don't want me as your ex-girlfriend. I will find you. I did call his landline. It was disconnected. You cannot reach Ken Bone's landline. However, I did contact his wife. She's a very cute, pink-haired girl from Illinois.
Oh, God. Here's how she calls you.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money.
This would be Janice's
but what
ex-girlfriend.
I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career.
I will find you.
I am available for hire if you would like me to track anyone down. Because it took me no less than 3.5 minutes to find Ken Bone yesterday. It was really simple. When they're from a small town, it's not that hard.
Well, let's not go giving away all your secrets now. All right, well, we are looking for this morning, 576-7102, our bad neighbor stories. Did I end up the bad neighbor? This came up pretty late in the show yesterday, and then a conversation I had with a friend later on. He's like, true to you, Jagov. Seriously. So here's the deal. This is now about 6 weeks ago. We're right in the heart of summer.
Yeah.
And I see my neighbor Mark and Cindy, and they're awesome. And we've gone over to each other's houses. We watched the games, blah, blah, blah. They came over to my party that we had for the staff.
They came
over and hung out with us.
We played that game, yeah.
The Cards Against Humanity.
Right.
Which is awesome. But Mark hurt his knee, and he had surgery this year. And so we were talking. He's like, yeah, well, I had to fire my lawn kid. I don't know why the lawn kid was doing such a bad job, because who doesn't know how to just mow and weeding.
It's not like you have acreage out there.
Very simple things.
Yeah.
Kid couldn't handle it.
Okay.
And he's like, man, you know, I've got this pump on my knee that's doing stuff. I just had surgery, and now I've got to do it. And I was like, Oh, man, that sucks. Well, I mean, good luck, I guess.
Oh, come on.
I didn't get the hint.
You're already out mowing your own lawn.
I should have just said, look, I'm already here.
Yes.
I'll just mow a little bit more, and it would. You don't have a lot of yard anyway.
No,
I can
take
care of this.
That would have taken you 30 minutes tops.
I am a super idiot. And so I get this email. So I was talking to my friend yesterday, and he's like, dude, you J.O., you idiot.
Right.
I got a message last night on Facebook. Dude, your neighbor was looking for some help, and you peace out like, good luck with the yard, Gimpy. I hope you get laid up and have to trot out some crutches while you slag that heavy mower all over your grass. And then some words I can't say on the air.
Yeah.
Bad neighbor stories, 576-7102. Are you just a bad neighbor, or did you have a bad neighbor? We hear this all the time. People have, you know, fights over trees and all this kind of stuff.
I think that's the biggest deal. When you buy a house, when we first bought this one, I remember going around the neighborhood a million times just trying to see, okay, are these neighbors going to be okay? Is everything cool?
Try to take them cookies.
And we have the...
Try to get yourself in good with them.
The best neighborhood ever. We really do.
Good. Nice. And we do, too. And it's great. And I'm like, and so I saw him out this weekend. And what made me think of it was I was mowing the yard this weekend, and he's all better now. The leg's better. And he's like, oh, I've got to mow. And it dawned on me. It literally dawned on me Sunday while I'm mowing the yard. Crap, 2 months ago, I should have gone out there and done it. I should have. Oh, man, I'm an idiot.
I hope that he comes over during winter and he shovels your driveway for no reason.
Right over my head.
Like, just to make you feel even worse. He just comes over and makes your driveway perfect.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We're getting some interesting stories. I had no idea the bad neighbor realm went so deep.
I think there's a lot of bad neighbors out there. If you have a bad neighbor story, if you've tussled with a neighbor over trees, fences, kids, pets, whatever, we want to hear about it today. 576-7102. A little bit different twist on this one. What is your story here?
Yeah, I am the bad neighbor. I have a 16-year-old son who's into music.
Oh,
and
we live
in an apartment complex, like, on the skin. And my son wakes up at about 5:30 every morning blaring his stereo. If it annoys me, I can only imagine how my neighbors feel.
When you said he's into music, I thought he played a tuba every day at 5:30 or something.
No, actually, he is an artist, so he blares, like, rap music as soon as he opens his eye. It clears me out of my seat, like, 9 out of 10 times.
I'd wake up to this at 5:30 in the morning.
That just reminded me that when I lived in Chicago, I lived across, I was in an apartment building, and right across the hall was this guy who was probably 50 to 55 years old, and he would play the accordion so loud. And I was like, how random.
How did you know it was an accordion?
You can clearly tell the man was playing. It was like Weird Al lived across the hall from me. It was the weirdest thing. And it was every day. And it would be till midnight. And I tried to bring it up. Like, if I'd run into him in the hallway, I'd be like, wow, you really liked playing the accordion, huh? And he never picked up on a hint. Like, hey.
Well, he's just like me then.
You should see Shaylee perk up just when she hears Britney.
It
like,
makes me so happy.
Well, you're not going, so why are you so happy about it?
We convinced the winner to let me go.
No, Shaylee and I should go to Vegas together
this.
For a weekend.
What
oh,
about
there's
what?
Nothing
oh,
bad that could happen with this.
Gosh.
This would be entertaining.
This can we make this happen?
Shaylee the Millennial, she can.
Well, I mean, you're
I
free to
this.
Just buy a ticket and go out there.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Where
have
you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mama gambles. Mama's been known to go to a pie
I think
table or two.
A what?
It's a type of poker. Look, I'm not there for the show.
Pie Gal is a type of poker that's played. Is it time to bring out the millennial translator
yeah,
again?
Yeah, let's bring out our translator.
Well, it always has to be around when Shaylee's here.
Yeah, it's true.
You're welcome.
Coming up a little bit later on the show, Senator Tim Kaine, our vice presidential nominee on the Democratic side, actually goes through some of the millennial slang.
He tries.
We'll see what he picks up here.
Break it down for you and define what these things mean.
Did you just try to do a dance move?
That was not a dance move.
Let's go to the phone and good morning, the show. What is your name?
Janet.
Janet, you are an instant finalist for Britney in Vegas.
All right.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
What about you? How about you in Vegas? Do you and Vegas get along?
Yes, I do. I haven't been there for about 5-6 years, but I've got about 9 times under my belt.
Oh, ooh. Nice. Oh, you're veteran. Due for another trip then. If it's been 5-6 years,
yeah.
Time to go back.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Not bad. What about you? Do you have a favorite table game, or what is your vice of choice there?
my vice of choice is sitting at the slot machines.
Yeah, that's a good comfy place to be.
That's where I go.
Yeah, it's good because you can draw that out for a while.
Exactly.
Table
games,
I can lose my money.
I can lose my money slowly that way.
Exactly. And then you take a little break. You go see Britney and then go back and gamble a little more.
That will be fun.
Perfect. There is a Britney slot machine.
Is there really?
Is that right?
I'm sure there is.
Sure.
There's one for everything.
Yeah.
Of course there is.
All right, Janet, you hold on for 1 second, and we're going to get some info, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Next chances today, 11:30 and 4:30 this afternoon. Instant finalist for Britney in Vegas. Shaylee, do you have a bad neighbor story?
I do. It was actually at my mom's, but I hear this weird voice. I'm in the backyard, and I'm hearing this weird noise and this weird voice, and there's yelling. I'm like, okay, I have to video this, because why else wouldn't I?
Because that's what millennials do, is grab their phone.
Why do I never think of that as the first? I don't grab the phone and start video recording.
So I go around the side of the house, and our neighbor is, he has this giant stand-up dummy thing that you use to, you know, practice karate and kickboxing and stuff with. And he has it in the middle of the lawn, and he is beating the crap out of it with this giant stick, and it has a jacket on it. And I'm like, what is happening?
Wait, what's he wearing? Because I envision just boxer shorts. I envision just boxer shorts.
No, there was clothes.
It's Cousin Eddie.
Yes.
He's got the hat with the flaps.
No.
Furry robe.
Oh, please.
No.
Please let him have on the furry robe.
No, he did not.
In my head, he does. Okay.
This was bull.
He did not. But I'm watching this, and he's screaming at this thing, and then the best part is he stops, throws the stick down, and he reaches in the coat pocket and pulls out a phone and says, did you feel that?
What?
Yes. And I'm like, what just happened? And then he talks to said person on this phone.
Wait, reenact it, because how did he say?
No,
just, I mean,
no,
not
wait,
the whole
part. No,
wait,
let me get my video going. This is great.
Reenact how he said, did you feel that? Because there's had to be emotion behind that. It wasn't just, did you feel that?
He's beating the crap out of this thing. And he throws it down. He's like, did you feel that? And I'm like, oh, my, this is gold on video. So I'm just waiting, and then a couple minutes later, he goes, that was for my in-laws. Hang on, I'm going to do one for my brother, too. And he puts the phone back in the pocket, and then he continues to beat the crap out of it for another 20 minutes.
Did he see you at any point?
No. God, no. And I felt like
video,
I was going to be the next victim.
Where is this video now?
Oh, it's still on my phone.
No.
Yes, it is. Yes,
I got to find it. I'll find it.
Oh, guess what we're watching.
Yes, exactly.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Can I just tell you the OCD is kicking in on our Facebook page? If you have not liked our page yet, please go do it, because we're now 5 away from another milestone, and it drives me nuts when you need this many more.
She can't stand this.
So I just need 6 people. If 6 people could go like the KC1021 Facebook page right now, pull it up on your phone if you have your laptop out, because I hate when you're that close and you want to get over the top. I just need 6 people to like
it. She can't. When it gets around these even numbers.
Yeah.
It's like I have
out.
To. Just spread the word. Tell everybody you know. Go like the Facebook page there.
Pull out your phone right now. Go to the KC1021 Facebook page and like it. It's
we'll
simple.
Have details about our Britney Spears in Vegas coming up again at 11:30. A chance for an instant finalist. And girl, you're very, very excited. You want to become an instant finalist really bad, huh?
My love for Britney is I am completely straight, but that woman could turn me gay in a second.
Well, she has said that she's done with men.
Well, that's true. No, I mean, like, she's hot, she's good looking, she's got talent.
Absolutely, she's the original OG. Beyonce ain't got nothing on Britney.
All right, well, there you go. And by the way, you can also become another instant finalist by going down to Voodoo Lounge, Harris North Kansas City Casino. Put your name in the box down there, too.
Oh, thank you, people. Thank you for the immediate response on Facebook. I feel better.
Is it happening
We're
right now
over.
As we speak?
We've gotten
well.
Over the 6, so
Jeez,
I'm...
That was...
Thank you. I feel much better.
I'm going to go unlike it just to treat Jen off.
Do not unlike it! If we go back to 99, it will drive me insane.
Right. Really? You're taking it very well.
Shaylee just showed us the video of her neighbor.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? 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 I have exorcised the demons. This house is clear.
Wow, this guy, well, he was off the chain.
So that was not Shaylee's neighbor.
That was not.
Well, it was close. It was a good reenactment, though.
But the video that she did get of her neighbor... holding, I don't know, that...
I don't know. It was a very weird stick-like
object.
Like
a broomstick, but a big, heavy broomstick that he was banging against a desk. Why is that funny to you?
Because everything you do with hand motions is funny to me.
I'm very... I use
She's
my
making
hands.
The motion right now.
So he's beating it's, like a dummy.
It really
dummy.
Is look like what they...
Play the audio of him, how hard he's hitting this.
Okay, hold
this
on.
This is video that she snuck out. She's on the back porch, and there's a guy on his porch beating a uh-huh. dummy. And then he pulled out a phone. Okay, so... Listen to how hard he's beating that. Repeatedly. It sounds like gunshots.
No, it's not.
And so then he gets out his phone and says, what?
Can you feel that? Or did you feel that?
Did you feel that?
Can you feel that, buddy?
And I was too scared. I couldn't keep videoing. I felt like I was going to be the next victim.
How creepy is that?
Wow. This guy's your neighbor, huh?
Not anymore. He's my mom's neighbor now.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
Oh, that seems safe.
Right.
She should be fine.
Right. She's great.
Sounds like he's a martial arts expert. You'll be fine.
No.
That'll be great.
Oh, and then I forgot the other best part of the story. Is the next day, we came out to go check the mail, and he's laying in the grass just by himself. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what you doing? You all right? And he was like, oh, it's fine. I just do this once in a while to become closer to nature and stuff. And I'm like, just 24 hours ago, you were beating the crap
Folks,
out of something.
We have a winner.
What neighborhood is this? Where, I mean, just
Liberty.
General. That's Liberty? Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. I kind of want to hang out there.
You know why we tried to get Natalie to move to the Kansas side?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Let's talk about Ken Bone, shall we?
We could talk about Ken Bone all day.
And Shaylee, do you know who this is, by the way? Background music?
Oh, yeah. No. Either
yes.
one.
The Ken Bone Band.
I wish it were.
Looks like he'd be a rock star, right?
He should be.
808 now at the show on Tuesday, the 11th of October. It's the Breeders there with the song called Cannonball.
I don't know why that popped into my head today.
That has nothing to do with Ken Bone.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with Ken Bone.
All right, so if you don't recognize Ken Bone, he is the guy who asked the very last question at Sunday night's presidential debate.
And people were intrigued by his name, Ken Bone, and his sweet red cardigan.
That's right. Here's a little reference for you.
What steps will your energy policy take to meet our energy needs while at the same time remaining environmentally friendly and minimizing job loss for fossil power plant workers?
I don't know what any of that means.
I have no idea, but he's obviously smart. Suave dude.
Seems like I think he would have to be with a name like Ken Bone.
Yeah.
So he was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night.
Enjoying his 15 minutes.
Talking about various things, including his sweater.
If the Smithsonian asks, will you give that sweater to them?
I mean, give is a strong word, Jimmy, but I think that's a good idea.
And how, by the way, is his family handling his 15 minutes of fame? He says here.
Heather and Logan are doing pretty well. Heather is... maybe a little tired of dealing with the ridiculousness of the internet today. And Logan says dad is the best kind of famous, internet famous.
I see.
His wife, I looked her up because I was trying to reach out to him. She's got pink hair.
Right?
And I don't know what I expected from Ken Bone's wife, like what she would look like. But yeah, no, she's a cool looking chick with pink hair.
Which, by the way, you were one of the people bothering her.
Yes, I was. I did send her a message. I also tried their home phone, which was disconnected.
You did?
Yes, I did. I also sent him a message on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I may have gone to his son's school yesterday and talked to
Shaylee
his teacher.
Does feel that this is a little bit invasive?
A little bit.
I'm just really good at tracking
people
down.
Does she not sound like a stalker?
A little bit.
Do you want me to get Ken Bone for the KC-1021 Christmas holiday spectacular or not?
I'm just glad you're on our side.
Me
because
too.
Because now I'm afraid to ever leave here.
That's I'm true. Afraid to Jen ever... will find you. She is like the female Liam Neeson.
I have a special set of skills.
That's what we actually played that earlier. Yeah, I mean, she is just...
I don't know who you are.
This is her if we ever let her off the show.
I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom... I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career.
If she ever leaves KC-1021.
For people like you.
This is Jen.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
Well,
I will not look for you. I will not pursue you.
But
if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you.
There was.
And I will kill you.
A moment yesterday where I was looking at his home address and I had just called his landline and written his wife a message and I thought, wow, this does seem a bit weird.
In other news, I have a very inappropriate crush on Liam Neeson.
For all of that, though, oh boy, has Ken Bone decided, after all of this, who he's going to vote for?
Right.
This is what he says.
Everybody doesn't like it that much, but I think I'm more undecided than I was before. I had to kind of put my head down while Mom and Dad were arguing over Thanksgiving dinner last night.
Are you like an indecisive person in general?
Not usually. This is an unusual political cycle. It's been so negative. And I try to really base most of my decisions on positive things, and neither of them have given me many. Donald Trump maybe is more in line with my economic interests because I work in coal electricity, but I would really hate for anyone's rights to be taken back. We fought so hard to get marriage equality and rights expanded to more Americans, and I couldn't, it'd be unconscionable for me to see those taken away by a Supreme Court justice appointed by Donald Trump.
I am.
Pretty interesting answer there. And
by
the
way, I have no idea what that just said.
The origin of his sweater was not originally his first choice.
Right.
He was on CNN yesterday talking about his particular choice of wardrobe.
Yeah, I had a really nice olive suit that I love a great deal, and my mother would have been very proud to see me wearing on television. But apparently I've gained about 30 pounds, and when I went to get in my car the morning of the debate, I split the seat of my pants all the way open. So the red sweater is plan B. I'm glad it worked out.
I just love this man for
He's
no
just
reason.
Forthcoming and just the average everyday dude.
Just honest, and this is who I am. And
love it. Love it. Ken Bone, by the way. Jen continues to track him down.
Yeah.
We'll probably kidnap him like the Griswold's boss in Christmas Vacation to get him to come on the Celebrity 6 Degrees of the Show.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, is that someone who knows him, there's a connection. They don't live that far away. I could give you their address.
Oh, my God.
But I'm just saying, someone could get him to call into the show for our Celebrity Call-In Contest, and you could win the $1,200 in KitchenAid appliances.
Hello, I'll just go ahead and get the restraining order for you.
Not going to show up on his doorstep.
No, you're going to show up at his kid's school.
There's, well, it's easy
like
to find.
A soccer game or
the grocery store. I knew you'd be here.
Pink hair coloring.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The wives going back in the audio archive from when Donny Osmond was in here, and I found this song. Figured it was appropriate for a survey about love and matchmaking.
And
they called it puppy love.
It sounds so innocent.
What? What is this? What?
Not even the millennial translator can
no.
take care of that one.
This is a song from your grandparents' era.
One of Donny Osmond's original hits, Puppy
this
Love.
This is Donny Osmond?
I think you better go into
Well, that's why I had... Yeah, that's why I grabbed that song for him.
She's going to relate more if you play, like, Single Ladies. Then
okay.
might make
okay,
more sense. So, a recent Match.com survey asked over 5,000 people about their dating preferences and attitudes. And I thought there were some interesting findings in here, specifically because I thought not only do we have Shaylee, the millennial, to talk about this, a friend of mine just posted today on Facebook, and apparently he posted this at 3 o'clock this morning, so this must have been an issue as he was on Match.com or something. He said, I don't know what first message...
How about this?
Back to Ken Bone's song. He said, I don't know what first message I'm supposed to write to a girl on a dating site, like the very first initial message. And I said,
I can tell you what not to say.
Shaylee got, do you want to date a white boy?
Do you want to date a white boy?
She also got, what are your preferences on ice cream? What
in
was
bed.
It? Yeah. How do you feel about ice
What's
cream in bed?
What's your cup size?
What is your cup size? Because I'd like to buy you a cup of coffee.
That's true.
Yeah. So
oh,
those
dude,
were
that's...
things.
Don't encourage that.
It's a boo. That is awful. I'm just telling you.
In this survey, Shaylee, what do you think they found is the worst thing a person can do on a date? What is the number one major turn off on a date?
Oh, gosh.
For someone to do.
Like everything that was just said?
Yeah. Well, that's what the first message. This is, you're out. Let's say you're out having coffee with a guy. What's the worst?
Texting somebody else.
Yep. That was being on your phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Being on your phone during a date is a major turnoff. 70% of men and 73% of women said that this was their number one worst thing that the other person can do on a date. Less than 25% of both men and women wanted to talk about sports. Now, see, you
I
would be
totally
in the minority
in
there.
Hmm. I can right?
You and I
that.
Both would, we would love to sit and talk about our fantasy football teams.
Right. And how bad I'm...
Mine is failing miserably.
Me too.
I am horrible. Thanks a lot, Cam Newton.
What about talking about yourself? Is that on there?
14%
like
are...
too much talking about yourself?
Well, they say only 14% are up for talking about their exes. That makes sense. Men took the most issue with women who talk too much, just in general.
Yeah.
Women
were talking.
That's weird. And women were mostly put off by men who tried too hard to impress and talked about money on the first date.
That annoys me a lot.
In what way? Like, talking about...
I don't want to hear that.
Like, if they're trying to drop that they have a lot of money,
yes,
like,
right.
Oh,
yes.
This is no worries, I'll get this, no problem.
No, picking up the bill is fine. I have no problem
that's
with
that.
That's
not the issue. It's, oh, yeah, I can afford the Mercedes, but I'm choosing the Honda. Okay.
Yeah, that's
a lie. That was a true thing that's actually happened.
No,
that
has that been said?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could get a Mercedes.
Well,
but...
I really wanted the Acura, but I chose the 2004 Corolla.
Hey, that hurts a little. That...
Well, that's why I picked it.
With robots.
Ouch. The survey found that going for sushi ups the chances of getting a second date.
With me, for sure. I love sushi.
Oh,
I do
well, there
also.
You go.
That makes sense then, okay? And 50% said going to a fancy restaurant ups the odds. Now, me, I feel very uncomfortable at a fancy place.
With the first date?
Take me to Buffalo Wild Wings, I'll be good.
Yes. See, Shaylee and I, this is my spirit animal.
Well, because you're the average, like, everyday person.
No, I don't really think so.
No, I think we are the weirdo minorities.
I think we are.
We are.
Do you see a ring?
Who wants to? We're not. I don't think it's normal that we want to go talk about our fantasy football
no,
team,
I don't
and
think
we
so.
Want a guy with a crappy car because we understand.
Well,
that.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. There are some
There's
things.
A line.
There are some things you care about. There's some things, but you want a nice car to pick you up to take you to Buffalo Wild Wings for football Sunday.
Oh, that's like dream. That's
perfect.
Goals right there.
Is Travis Kelce driving said vehicle or J.J. Watt? She's open to options.
I like a variety. It's
they
fine.
Don't have to be a quarterback.
No.
They could play defense. She's
neither of them are quarterbacks.
Open to options.
Right.
See? 7% of women wanted a kiss after the first date, while 6% of men expect the whole shebang on the first date.
What?
Not after some buffalo wings. That's not
hold
bad.
On now. It's,
I love wood.
6% of guys expect to get the whole enchilada
but
on
the first
date.
I feel like you guys expect
that
anyway for what? Anything.
No, I don't know. I mean, not all guys.
Expect is a strong word.
Right?
Want? Yes. Ken Bone demands nothing on the first date. I'll have you know.
He is a true gentleman.
Ken, what did you talk to his ex-girlfriend?
Ken Bone opens doors
She's
on the first
date. She's actually interviewed
date.
Everybody from his past.
She probably has.
Wow.
Ken Bone buys good Christmas gifts.
So,
Jen, you're terrifying.
But that's
me.
Why I think that's why guys take you to a fancy restaurant because they're like, oh, well, I paid for this, so I want to go back and.
But that's a terrible attitude. Like,
I'm not saying that's my attitude. Believe me, we're going to distance ourselves from.
I paid for this. I can grab that.
The opinions expressed in this program are not the opinions of Brian Truda.
Oh
all right, look, 5767102. We want to know what your crazy, weird turnoffs are for a guy, or what is that weird thing that actually, like, trips your trigger?
What is the worst thing that's happened to you on a date or the best thing that's happened?
Because everybody's all over the board.
Here's what's coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
All right, you heard the major turnoffs. What are the weird things for you? Turnoffs, turn-ons, 5767102, or just strange things that have happened to you. I want to hear from somebody who, I can afford the Range Rover, but I decided to go with the station wagon instead.
Let's hear from someone who will take Shaylee out for some wings in a really nice car.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
No judgment here.
Good thing. Talking about dating and things that go wrong on dates, things that are turn-offs, turn-ons. A woman called and said that her date kept calling his sister babe. That's weird.
I would run.
5767102 if you have any weird date story stuff that happened maybe on a first date as well. That would be kind of strange.
I don't even know that I can say what mine was. His that one was so weird. The one I just told you guys.
Yeah, no,
the air.
You can't say that.
Who says that?
Just
on
trust
a,
us. It was
she'll
terrible.
She'll put that in a Facebook Live video later. It'll be fine.
I don't.
It'll be all right.
Why would that be okay to tell a date? Let's just say it involved Thailand and leave it at that. Don't tell your date that. No one else.
You don't tell anybody that. Except does maybe he go into in the locker room talk.
That's locker room talk.
He's going to be upfront about his past in a way.
Yes, I don't want to know
on the first date.
Kind of skeeves me out.
Yeah, no, that was a lot of information on a date.
That was a lot.
Let's see if we can do any better and, of course, try to keep it. Oh, okay. Well, I screwed that up. 5767-102 then.
On the up and up.
We had the survey this morning about the things that are turnoffs now for this is.
Yeah, this was a Match.com survey. They talked to over 5,000 people about their dating preferences. And the number one turnoff, they say, during a date is them, the other person being on their phone. 70% of men and 73% of women said that this was the number one worst thing that you can do on a date. And less than 25% of both men and women wanted to talk about sports. But to me, that's a number one thing. Like, you know, if you're trying to make small talk.
That's a pretty good, like, mainstream topic,
yeah.
though.
True story. I actually stopped going out with a guy because he would not talk about football. Ooh. True story. True story. I'm like, when I know more about football than you, this is not going to end well. So I'm just going to go.
I think it is hard. What if you, like, are a huge KU fan? And, you know, you got a KU basketball game coming up. You want to watch the game. And he's like a big K-Stater. And I can't imagine
but
how
I,
is that.
I appreciate the friendly rivalry. I get that.
Yeah, that
but if you
fun,
just
though.
Have no interest at all.
Right. Doesn't want to hang out with you watching
okay,
a game.
Then you go. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and go. I'm going
right.
to stay here
I think
watch
the rivalry game. Actually kind of makes it more fun.
Totally.
Let's go here. Hey, good morning. The show. Do you have a weird or bad date story?
Yes, I have one.
What happened to you?
A guy I went out on a date with proceeded to tell me halfway through our dinner that he likes to wear women's underwear and pantyhose, and he likes to wear the pantyhose of the girl that he's dating, along with their underwear as well. Not only that, but he had a stash of previous relationship underwear.
How did you meet him, first of all?
I got my oil changed, and he was changing my oil. So probably not the best move when I was 18.
I've got Chiefs panties on.
He wore pantyhose all the time. Yeah. And then about 7 years after that, I started working with a girl who actually dated the same guy and apparently had lost some underwear in the process.
No. So wait, how does he show you the stash? Did he tell you about it? Did he show
yes.
it to you?
Well,
he's
kind of guy is proud of it.
Pictures. Yes.
How yes. many well, times did you go out with him?
I went out with him a couple times, so I was like, oh, maybe he's just full of it. And then I saw the pictures, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
So you're like, here this is- on this date, and it's like Silence of the Lambs, where he's like, are you about a size 6?
Yeah, he's like, do you wear pantyhose? And I'm like, no, who wears pantyhose? Like, I don't wear pantyhose.
Nobody
he's like,
has
I
worn
love-
pantyhose since 1997, have they? No. Do people still wear pantyhose?
I don't think so. I'm 34 now, so I'm like, I don't wear pantyhose. And he's like, well, can I borrow a pair of your underwear? And I was like, what?
That's a bold request early on. This first date,
early
right?
on?
This
in
is,
the
yeah,
relationship?
This is wow. yeah, <that's>, I thought, well, maybe he's just drunk. Who knows? You know,
right.
maybe he's just really nervous. So
yeah.
I went out with him again, and he's like, yeah, look at my underwear. He shows me, like, the
oh,
late
my.
Top. And I was like, okay, I got to go.
I like that you give him the benefit of the doubt, though.
You know?
Let's just try this one more time.
Right. Yeah, it didn't end well. He's kind of crazy.
And now she goes to Jiffy Lube, so.
Yeah, I don't get my old paint there anymore.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jen, there is something special coming up where you and I are going to be on the sidelines that not running. In the KC Marathon?
A good friend of mine, Christy, has been training for this half marathon for a really long time. So
yeah.
I do want to go out and support her because I watch her logging the miles. And man, that's a lot of work.
Right.
Even the half marathon, I can't imagine the full.
It is the 2016 Waddell & Reed Kansas City Marathon with Ivy Investments. And a friend of mine, in full disclosure, good buddy of mine for a long time, but also the guy who's now, what, you're the event director? Is that what they've
race
given
director,
you?
Yeah.
The race director.
Yeah.
Dave Borchert's here with us, so good morning, Dave.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me in. Yeah, it should be a great event on Saturday, and, you know, I know we talked, Truda, next year you're in
for the 5K.
Wait, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I think we've got you committed. We heard it off the air. Now we can say it on the air. Brian Truda participating in the 2017 Kansas City Marathon 5K, which is wonderful. We appreciate your support.
I think actually, we that said leading.
You know
leading
what? That might be yeah, right. Absolutely. Do you need a grand marshal or anything? Or
yeah, we might.
Somebody to fire the starting gun?
Yeah, we might do that. But, you know, we're also talking off the air. Even if you're not a runner, we'd love to have people come out and spectate. You know, get out, bring some donuts. Maybe you might want to make a Bloody Mary to relax on the side of the road, cheer on the runners, whatever
now,
you want to do.
Jim was all in for that. That's
well,
all right.
I think Bailey's and coffee sounds like a fantastic way to watch
sure.
a marathon.
Well, there's lots of different ways to do it, no doubt about it. And, you know, the weather's supposed to be beautiful. It should be in the 70s during the race. I know it's kind of a weird week weather-wise, but Saturday's supposed to be beautiful. So still time to sign up if you want to run in the race, the 5K or the half or the full. But if not, come out and spectate. We'd love to see you out there.
All right, today is the last day as far as the online registration goes, but people still have a chance to sign up, right?
Yeah, correct. So they can register today until midnight at kcmarathon.org. Gets you a good cost savings. Otherwise, we do have late registration at the expo, which is Thursday from 3 to 8, Friday from 11 to 8, and that is also free and open to the public down at the Sheraton Crown Center. So it's a health and fitness expo. We'll have like 90 vendors okay. with different health and fitness and wellness products. So
nice.
Even if you're not a runner, come down and check that out. It's a good way to learn about staying healthy and fit.
And what's the basic route for the race?
Oh, my goodness. So it's really funny if you look at the course map. It transverses the whole city. So you start right beside Washington Square Park, so just north of Crown Center. Head north for a little bit. You head south. You go by the World War I Memorial. You end up going through Westport right here by where you guys are at. You go through the plaza. You go down south to Brookside. You'll come back north. You go past 18th and Vine. You go
okay, wow.
through pretty
That's
much the whole city.
Tour.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You get to see almost all the beautiful sights in Kansas City. It's a heck of a course, and it's I think it's a great way to really flex our muscles. We have a lot of people come in from outside the city.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor James is going to be there kicking off the race, and I think it's a really good way for people to see the city, especially for Kansas Cityans. I think it's a good source of pride to run the race and see all these yeah. cool spots. But for people out of town, I think it's a great way to show off our city.
Well, you hear about, you know, we were talking off the air so much about places like Chicago. You were in the Twin Cities this past weekend with a race, you know, just like all these other cities, and they have these marquee events. And that's really what we've built Kansas City Marathon to be, and just every year to make it bigger and bigger and better.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd love for the Kansas City Marathon Day to be one of those days people circle on the calendar like, hey, it's Royals opening day, it's American Royal, it's yeah. St. Paddy's Day Parade. I'd really like for the marathon to be one of those days. Like I said, we'll have about 10,000 runners hitting the streets, all 50 states represented, more than 10 countries.
Wow.
And even if you're not a runner, you can still be a part of the festivities. You can volunteer. We always need people at the aid stations. And if you just want to have fun, hey, have a watch party with your neighbors. Come out, sit beside the course, cheer on the runners. We always have funny signs. Which are good. You know, people say like you've already been running longer than a Kim Kardashian marriage. You know, you get lots of good pop culture signs. So you can make a sign, you can have some drinks and have fun. And, it's going to be a great event on Saturday.
You just finished a marathon. What was your time?
3 hours and 19 minutes.
No!
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
It was pretty quick. It was really good for about 22 miles, and then it was really awful for the last four, which I told you off the air. That's when I had a donut and a beer at mile 24.
That's impressive.
Hey, if somebody can be ready with a beer station, then I'm all about yeah. it. If there's donuts and beer, then we'll do that.
Hey, and that's a good reason for next year. So even if you do the 5K, you get a medal.
Oh,
you get
right.
a shirt. At the after party, you get a free beer. You get a free, you know, free food items.
Right.
So, I mean, this is it's a big after party. And the after party is actually free and open to the public, too, down there at Washington Square Park. So there's live music. If you're not running, you can purchase food and beer, but all the runners get the hookup. So, yeah,
look at him. He's
fun.
Really working me over to try to get me in this.
And I'm in. As soon as he said beer and donuts, yes, I feel like we fit into this.
Well, if you can circle a date on the calendar a year from now and say that is the challenge that we need to go back to our workout
okay.
to build up to, then we have a goal.
Hey, I ran a 5K about 4 weeks ago, mister. I've started on this process.
All right, sorry.
You're the one that didn't
Look,
keep
I'm
up.
The one that's all behind and everything.
I think she just said she would win the 5K if you guys were facing
no
Oh, is there that challenge?
Win.
Yeah, let's not go there.
It was a long-distance runner in high school. Let's go. Let's
Ooh.
Start
no,
this.
No, 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 no.
All right, this is no, on.
This could be a good charity fundraiser here. I can see it. The two battling
Team
head-to-head.
Team Jen, Team Truda.
What is the deal with the kids deal? Because that's awesome.
Yeah, so the kids marathon, we're doing that again this year. The main race starts at 7, the 5K at 7:30, kids marathon at 9:30. So what we do is the kids can sign up, they log 25 miles. It's normally, you know, a mile at a time, maybe
right.
a half mile at a time leading up to the race. And then
Unless
on race
you're a
day,
real taskmaster, like, get out there, right. kid, let's go.
6 miles at a chunk. No, yeah. Hopefully that's not going on. But then they've done 25 miles in advance. The day of the race, they get the real race experience. So they have the real start. They get to run the last 1.2 miles. They get a T-shirt. They get a medal. They get food from Chick-fil-A, and they get chocolate milk and stuff. So they get the full race experience.
Dude, Addy is so in for that.
What's the youngest participant you have? Do you know?
It's normally down around kindergarten age, so you'd be like five or six for that. Yeah,
that's great.
Hmm. Yeah. Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. But so anyway, seriously, circle the calendar. It's October 21st, 2017.
Okay.
We already got it scheduled. Yeah. So
okay, all right. Let's do it, Jen.
Okay.
Your pinky swear?
I'll do a half marathon. I won't.
Whoa. Where did we just jump from the 5K? Okay, you're on your island unto yourself.
Oh, we're back on the 5K? I thought you meant the full marathon. Which one are we doing?
Are you kidding me? Have you seen this?
But you have a year. We have a year to
you know,
build
we,
that doesn't mean anything.
We've talked about adding a 10K, too. If that would interest you guys, it's right in between. See. You know, that's 6.2 miles.
That sounds
it's still
much
reasonable.
More doable to me.
So what, the half is like 13 some.
13.1, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then so you think you would have a 10K
because
at about 6 miles.
The 5K is too fast. I can do that in 25 minutes. We're
okay.
done.
All right. Well, I am obviously out of my league here.
Then in that case, let's put money on
this. You guys are obviously way past my level. I'm sorry. I am entry level running here.
Hey,
so.
You know, we could make it a 4-year progression plan, though. I mean, I'm not even joking.
Let's 5K start at the
5K. Next year.
Yeah.
10K in 2018. We'll just keep going up. And in 2020, you'll be doing a full marathon.
Sure. No, that's all right by me.
Yeah.
Dude, you could do it. Anyone could do it. And you know, the thing I've noticed, it's so emotional. The people that actually run the full marathon,
it
doesn't matter if you're really fast or if you're the last finisher.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at the pictures from this race I just did. People crossing the finish line, bawling, you know, falling down, holding hands. It's just like, it's hard to describe, but it's quite an experience to say you ran that far because it's really
it's
hard to
commitment.
Believe you did it.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Do you carb load? What do you do to get ready?
Oh, yeah. I ate pasta all day Thursday, all day Friday. And
this is the part we would be so good at.
Right.
Oh, so
that's
much
the part
bread.
I'm going to love.
Oh, it's the best. And my wife gets mad at me because I'll just be sitting around the house and I'll just be grabbing chunks of bread and just eating them for snacks.
I'm just going to carb load in honor of the marathon.
I'm for bread.
I'm just going to do that in celebration.
Yeah, why don't we start that today? It's just like we're running the marathon. It'd be great.
You know, we always say there's carbs in donuts, too. There's carbs in beer. I mean, that's the thing. Runners... A lot of the reason for running is so you can indulge yourself after the run. So, I mean, there is a definite tie-in for you, I think.
Sure. KCMarathon.org. The deadline for online registration is tonight. But, Dave, tell them where they can go still to sign up if they want to do that past the deadline.
Yeah, sure. Like you said, again, KCMarathon.org today through midnight. Otherwise, Thursday and Friday, come on down to the Health and Fitness Expo, Thursday 3 to 8 and Friday 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., also free and open to the public at the Sheridan Crown Center, so come on by and check it out. We'd love to see you. If you're not a runner, come on out and spectate, and let's cheer on the runners, including Jen's friend.
All right, very cool.
KCMarathon.org.
Yeah, and by the way, congratulations. You did a personal record this weekend,
well, thank
too.
You. Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. That's
I was
huge.
Dedicating the race to you and your, you know, the fear and the phobias you had to go through last week. It was incredible to watch.
Well, you can thank this one for half of it.
Not carb loading. Yeah. That was pig's feet loading.
Where's pig's feet on that list of stuff?
Sorry.
All right, Dave, thank you much for coming by. We appreciate
it. All right, good to see you guys.
All right, Casey, have a great day. We will see you tomorrow for the show.
Next chance for Britney Spears at 11:30. What a wonderful. How did you meet him, first of all?
I got my oil changed, and he was changing my oil. So probably not the best move when I was 18.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.